had a very good night passing the ball. Interesting to see what holds in store here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, just kind of talking to a few of the guys this week, we're probably going to do a few things different up front defensively. We were in that kind of 3-4, 3-5 type of defense there a week ago against a pass-heavy BGM team that likes to play action a lot and also runs a lot of spread formation. I did watch the tape there last night, and, Pekin likes to stay in their traditional double wing set, double tight end. So we'll see how we respond to that defensively. And hopefully we'll probably have to put a lot of guys in the box, play some man coverage behind them. But it's going to be a dogfight. We're going to see a lot of running the ball tonight, I believe.
Okay. We just had the coin toss in the middle field. Sigourney Kyoto did win the toss, and they do defer to the second half. So Sigourney Kyoto will be kicking off to Pekin to start the game here. 27 seconds away from the start of this ball game. Want to recognize our sponsors as always, each and every week. You see these people on the streets. Make sure you give them a big thank you for bringing this broadcast to you every week. Vision Ag of Kyoto, Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, Zoetis, Lyle Insurance Agency, Jerry and Rita Sheets, Fagan Elevator in Kyoto, Vitato Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment, Brenneman Construction, Libertyville Savings Bank of Kyoto, Town and Country Insurance of Sigourney, Angie Gretter, Keokuk County State Bank of Sigourney, KB Auto Plus, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and William Penn University. Thanks to our sponsors for bringing this broadcast to you guys out there on the streamline each and every week. The crowd is on their feet. Nice crowd here tonight, Micah. Not near the breeze we had last week. A little bit hot and humid when we first got down here tonight. Temperatures have subsided. It's going to be a nice night for football.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of nice starting this game a little bit later. It's definitely probably dropped about 10 degrees from what the time we arrived here. And hopefully, as hot and humid as it's been this week, the guys don't have too many problems there with cramps and that sort of issue.
Back deep to receive for Pekin. Chase Kirkland, number 21, stands on his 15-yard line. Set to kick off for the Cobras is Nate Sarin. Ball is placed on the 40-yard line. And the kick is off. Good kick. It's going to roll into the end zone for a touchback. So Pekin will start first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Nice kick there by Nate.
Yeah, nice kick. He had a little trouble teeing it up, but got everything stationed away, and somebody holding the ball there for him. A nice little end-over-end kick into the end zone. So.
As you said at the start of the broadcast, you're going to see a little different setup here on the Cobra side of the ball defensively. It looks like we're coming out with a five-man front.
Yeah, so we're going to have a few different guys there up front, I believe. A couple guys that played linebacker last week are going to move on to that defensive line, and we're just going to run two linebackers there in the backfield.
Here's Knowles up directly under center with the pitch over to Copeland. Copeland around here to the near side and brought down after a short gain. Picks up about 2 yards. Going to bring up second and 8.
And I believe nice job there, Cooper Griner from his defensive end spot coming around, chasing, following that pulling guard and tackle down the line, and just scrapes and makes a nice play, holds to just a 3-yard gain.
Ball's placed on the 23-yard line. We'll call it second and 7. Northup directly under center again. A little different look than what we saw last year as he came out in the gun a lot. Here's the handoff. Around to the far side. He cuts it back into the center of the field. Going to come up short. Cobras bring him down just short of the first down. Yeah. Donovan on the carry.
A little misdirection there. I told you last night when we talked about this, the key for the linebackers is going to be reading those guards. They're going to take it to the ball every time. So nice job there, filling home. Just unfortunate they just about pick up the first down.
Third and short situation for the Panthers. Ball's on about the 29-and-a-half-yard line. Here's Copeland in motion. Northup rolls to the near side of the field, being chased. He's got a guy open. Oh, my goodness. The ball was kicked, and then Deacon Blair comes up with it and trots down the field, finally brought down at around the 30-yard line at Sidney Kidd. Just kind of a fluke play.
Yeah, just a fluke play. And like you said, Amos, the ball bounced right through the guy's hands. And very, very fortunate Swanson picks it up. And Denny Haynes makes a nice play. Otherwise, that's a touchdown, dragging down from the backside.
I believe that was Zach Mosel that brought him down,
okay.
Number eight. So it's a fresh set of downs down here on the 30-yard line of Sidney Kyoto. There's a handoff to Copeland up the middle. And he's finally brought down, but not before he picks up about 4, potentially 5 yards.
Yeah, and there again, those defensive tackles, they're going to have to get off the ball. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit tough with that guard and tackle pulling just about every play. But they're going to have to get up the field and fog those holes as fast as they can.
That's going to go. They're going to call it second and five, 10:05 to go here in the first quarter, still scoreless. Here's Northup under center. Pitch here, ball coming to the near side. That's number 17, Donovan, brought down after a short gain.
Nice job there, Noah Boonder there from his defensive tackle position. It's hard to tell those numbers. I can't tell exactly. I believe it was Noah Boonder.
Yeah, the Cobras got new uniforms.
51 Tanner Boss, actually, 51.
51 Tanner Boss in on that tackle. Really tough to recognize these numbers on these new white jerseys, away jerseys of the Cobras. So it brings up third and short for the Panthers. Here's a keeper play. It looks like a keeper up the middle. That'd be enough for a first down. North up with the keeper.
I believe it was just a little fullback trap play there to one of the Copelands. Just a little backside fullback trap, and nobody home. Enough to pick up the first down.
To the ball now on the 13-yard line, first and 10 for the Panthers. North up directly under center. Number 26, Tyler Copeland in the backfield. Northup rolls to the air side. Got a guy open in Wynn down in the end zone. And he drops the ball. That's luck for the Cobras there.
Yeah, and we're out in man coverage there, kind of out in the line, out on an island. I believe that's Nate Searin out there in man coverage. Possibly it might have been Zach Mosel that made the play. But if it rolls out to the right here, throws back across his body to the left, he's kind of trying to set something up there.
Big target in that Keaton Wynn. He is a tall kid, very athletic, but could he pull that one in for the Panthers? Brings up second 10, ball's placed on the 13-yard line. Deacon still in that tight set. Here's Northup with the handoff to Kirkland around the near side of the field. He's going to hamper in for the touchdown with 8:55 to go. Deacon hits the scoreboard, leading now Sidney Kyoto 6-0.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate there. That our defensive end just kind of got kicked, and he came around that end. Nobody home but a corner to tackle him. So that's kind of going to be the issue tonight. Our defensive ends are going to have to keep everything inside themselves.
Right.
Because we're missing those outside linebackers from a week ago. Force it back to those inside linebackers, and then hopefully the coaches will shore those couple things up on defense. And looks like they're going to go for two here.
Yeah, Beacon going to go for two. There's a guy in motion. There's got to be a flag there. Absolutely. Motion on Beacon. That'll move them back five. So they will attempt the extra point from the 7.5-yard line, I believe. 8:55 to go here in the first quarter. Peeking on the scoreboard, leading Sidney Kyoto 6-0. Peeking still going to go for two. Ball placed on the seven. Here's Northup with the hand up the middle and stop short. So with 8:55 to go, the score remains Pekin 6, Sidney Kyoto nothing. Well, Mike, outside of that one kind of awkward little play, that tip play, you know, we looked pretty good defensively up until we gave Pekin that unfortunate big play.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, defensively, we just got to pin our ears back and play football. Right now, they're kind of getting after us a little bit, had a little luck bounce their way. I'm about ready to see a little bit of SK luck on our side once here tonight. So
Yeah,
we'll see now kind of what the offense can do. You know, fresh set of downs and hopefully keep the ball and see a lot of 45 and 11 run the ball here.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, I'd love to let you know who's back deep for us, but as Micah alluded to earlier, it is very tough to tell these numbers. I believe it's Jordan Albert, and on the far side, here on the near side of the field, and on the far side of the field,
I believe 24, Jacob Wickenkamp.
Jacob Wickenkamp. Those are two deep guys. They stand on their own 10-yard line, set to kick it off for tackle Pekin. Is Ethan Kutze. Last week they had a lot of squib kicks. We'll see what this week holds. It is a squib again. And a Keota guy comes up with it. Sigourney Keota guy on the move. Good job there by number 24.
That's Jacob Wickenkamp.
Jacob Wickenkamp. So apparently he wasn't the guy back deep.
No.
Jacob with a nice 12-yard return. The ball is going to be right back placed on Pekin's 39-yard line, first and 10 Cobras, 8:50 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and there again, you know, I watched tape last night, and they onside kicked 11 times or 7 times there against Eddyville. Did not kick the ball deep, and then they didn't attempt a PAT. So, you know, I'm not quite sure what's going on there kicking game.
Considering he kicked out in that familiar single wing. Here's a direct snap to Crawford. Crawford around the near side of the field. He picks up about a yard, still on his feet, still moving those feet. He breaks loose. He's still on his feet and finally brought down at the 25-yard line. That's something we didn't see much out of Peyton last week, but he kept those wheels winning. Willing on that play.
Yeah, nice job, Peyton. Just kept them wheels turning and did a little spin out to the sideline and picked up another 10, picked up enough for a first down. You know, that's the thing that we need to see out of him, a little the yards after contact, which he's usually been really, really good at.
So at first and 10, ball is placed on the 25-yard line. Griner in the backfield. Here's Sharon in motion. Griner with the keeper up the middle. He's got a hole. He's down to the 10-yard line and finally brought down. Going to be another first down for the Cobras.
Yeah, and the guys are fired up right now. Good to see number one, Luke Griner, with a little bit of the quarterback, the spin back right up the field, and picks up a big chunk of yardage, first down and goal.
First and goal for the Cobra. Ball sits on the 8-yard line. Cobra's not wasting any time. Griner, Crawford in the backfield. Sharon split out to the far side of the field. Here's Griner back to pass. He's got a guy open and met immediately, but not before he picks up about a yard. It's going to bring up second and about 9 for the Cobra.
Nice play there by Luke Griner, just a little roll-out pass to his right side to the Cobra side of the field. And nice that I think he picked up Nate Theron there on the little flat play. Picked up a short yardage, but nice to get that young man the ball in his hands, getting settled down.
Second and 6, pick up a 4 on that play. Here's a fumble in the backfield.
I believe.
Fumble on the exchange.
Yeah. On the exchange, I believe SK picks it back up. Very, very fortunate there. It bounced through the hands of the Pekin defensive lineman that had 6 on his mind. So we're going quick. Back up to the ball.
3rd and 11. Ball now on the 11-yard line. Griner in the backfield along with Sharon. Here's Griner with the carry again. Still on his feet. And finally brought down after a pickup of about 4 yards. That's going to bring up 4th and long for the Cobras. We'll have to wait to see what coach calls here. Got to get 8 yards here, Micah.
Yep. Big play, 6:48 here left in the first quarter.
Pekin leading 6-0. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's a snap, direct snap to Crawford. Crawford's got the edge. Good block by Griner. Crawford's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Great block by the quarterback, spin back, Luke Griner there to steal the edge, and Peyton had plenty of room to run. It's nice to see our quarterback out there making a play, get the corner and get a touchdown.
Absolutely. That's what it takes. Takes teamwork. Nice block laid down there by Luke to free Crawford to catch the corner of the end zone. We got a tie ball game with 6:32 to go. Cobra is going to go for two. Ball's placed on that 2.5 yard line. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's a snap. Direct snap to Crawford. Crawford is into the end zone for two. Sigourney Kyoto leads 8-6 over Pekin.
Yeah, we see a little more fire up there on the Cobra sideline. Good to see. Good to see the guys respond from an early setback, and they came right back, punched in the mouth, and got 8 foot on the board.
Great way to respond. Like I said, that big play, that tip play down here on that pass play was a kind of a turning point on our defense there early, but the offense came out and responded just the way we wanted them to.
Yeah, last night, I watched a little bit of that film, and I told your son Luke, I said, this could very well be a track meet tonight. There's a lot of athletes on the field, you never want to see a high-scoring affair defensively. You hope your team steps up, but good to see these guys respond to a little bit of adversity and drive right back down the field and get their early touchdown.
It's 32 left to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kyoto now leading Pekin 8-6. Nate Seren on the kick for the Cobras, back deep for the Panthers, number 21, Chase Copeland. Copeland stands on his own 12-yard line. The kick is away. Taken by number 6. He's got some running room, and finally brought down. He brings it out across the 30 and finally brought down it around the 31-yard line. Nice return by Pekin.
Nice job there, Will McGill, there on from his outside contain spot. Also, Nate Seren there on from his kicker position to make the play and hold it to anything more than that.
Northup trots back on the field for Pekin with the call. Sigourney Kyoto stays in that five-man front defensively. Northup under center with Copeland in the backfield. Here's Copeland around the near side of the field and swarmed by a host of Cobras. No gain on the play.
Great play there. Great play there by SK defense. Just swarming to the ball. There, Lane Boonder and Noah Boonder, also Tanner Boss and Nate here, and just converging on the tackle. We're going to have to be very, very wary. They've been running that strong side now a couple times. Be careful on that for that counter coming back to the backside.
Absolutely. Panthers break huddle. Northup direct to the inner center once again, along with Copeland in the backfield. Here's Northup back to pass. We got pressure coming. He is brought down, I don't know, some kind of ticky-tack flag thrown on the call here on the play. But brought down for about a 10-yard loss.
Nice job there, Peyton Crawford, from his linebacker position, coming with some heat. There, just looked like an automatic blitz call, and he does a nice job of executing.
They're going to call unnecessary roughness horse collar on SK.
Very, very unfortunate set of circumstances. So I thought it looked like a pretty good clean play, and just unfortunate. Guys are going to have to flush it, forget about it, and move on.
That's right. That still does not provide them Pekin with a first down. It's going to be second and about 6 yards for a first down. Northup directly under center. Copeland in the backfield. Here's Northup with the handoff to Copeland, and he is wrapped up immediately. No gain, potentially a loss of one on the play. It's going to bring up third and long for the Panthers.
Great job, Nate Seren, and also Lane Boonder there converging on that tackle once again. Right now it's just a lot of smash-mouth football. Got 9 guys in the box playing some man-to-man defense there, our defensive backs. This is going to be definitely a passing situation. We've seen Northup's ability to pass here early on, so we're going to have to heads up.
Keaton in that same set with Copeland in the backfield directly behind Northup. Northup with the handoff to Keaton Wynn to the far side of the field, and he is wrapped up. No gain. Potentially a loss of a yard. It's going to bring up third and long for the Panthers.
Great job, SK defense. Just right now playing great defensive football up front, and linebackers are flowing extremely hard to the football. That is going to bring up a fourth and long situation, and the punt team comes on.
The team on for Pekin back deep for Sigourney Kidd, I believe, is Jordan Albert. Four, 12 to go here in the first quarter. You got to catch that, kid. Albert picks it up and takes off and brought down immediately. Picks up maybe a yard on the return. So the Cobras will take over first and 10 on their own 27-yard line.
See what the SK offense can do. Their first drive of the night, they were quick to the ball and got fired up, and we're ready to go. See what they got cooking here.
Yep, 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kidd leading 8-6. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford and Seren. Here's Seren in motion. Griner with the handoff to Crawford. He's got running room. He's broke loose. He's at the 50, the 40, and finally tucked down at around the 38-yard line. Nice run by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, great run. Just a nice job of pulling guard there, springing him loose. I believe that was Lane Boonder from his pulling guard position, and did a nice job getting out there and lead blocking for him.
So that's going to bring up first and 10 for the Cobras. Ball
there is a flag way back here. I don't know. A sideline warning, I believe, against Pekin there, thrown by the side judge over here. So that's going to be a warning, I think, the first time, second time, it's a penalty. So it is going to be a fresh set of downs there. From right around the 38.
First and 10. Ball is placed on the calling at the 37-yard line. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's Seren in motion. Griner with the keeper up the middle. Somehow he got that handed off to, I believe, Nate Seren.
Yeah, nice job. Did a little counterplay. It's hard to tell. He's in the backfield, a little bit of misdirection.
Yeah.
A nice little counterplay. Nate Seren picked up a big six there on first down.
Yeah, it's going to actually call it seven. It's going to be second and three from the 30, around the 31-yard line. Here's a snap to, that was a keeper by Griner. Not much going there.
Very surprised they didn't call a horse collar on that play, I guess. So if they're going to call it earlier on the other side. So very, very unfortunate. Nice job. It does kind of keep it at a third and five situation. So big play here for the Cobras.
Third and five, 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kidd leading 8-6. Cobras approach the ball. Griner and Crawford in the backfield with Nate Seren in that wing back position. Here's a direct snap out to Seren. Seren's got enough for the first down and then finally brought down, but it will be enough for the first down. Move the chains. Sigourney Kidd Cobras.
Yeah, a little bit different set, I think, to giving Peyton Crawford a blow, and Nate Seren's playing that tailback position right now. So we know very well Nate Seren's a very capable runner, but back in that position. So we'll see if they stick with them or bring Peyton back in.
We apologize, folks, but these numbers are extremely hard to see from up here in the booth. Here's Griner in the backfield.
It is going to be a false start, I believe, or illegal motion. Our wing back Avery Moore jumped there ever so slightly. Our tight end, I'm sorry. So that is going to march us back. Very, very unfortunate set of circumstances. It's something that we haven't done early on here tonight. We can't make a habit of it.
So that will bring up first and 15. Ball is going to be placed on the 31-yard line for the Cobras. Griner along with Seren in the backfield now. Here's Mosel in motion. Griner with the keeper up the middle. Some tough yards. Gets about five. It's going to bring up second and 10. Second and 11. We'll kind of pick up a four. Going to be second and 11 for the Cobras.
Nice job, that young man, just keeping his feet moving there, keeping driving. You know, just a sophomore. He's about 170 pounds, but he does a nice job running with his pad level low. Picks up some hard-fought yards there.
Griner and Siren in the backfield again. Here's the snap to Griner. Griner back, rolling here to the near side to pass. He's got a guy open. Downfield. Oh, no. Intercepted. Intercepted by Northup, and he brings it back to about the 47-yard line. Unfortunate, our guy just didn't go after the ball.
Yeah, no, you got to go up and grab, get the ball for your guy. And he just kind of sat there and wait for it, and Northup has a heads-up play and goes up and grabs it, and big return on that. So now defensively, we're going to have to stick it to him here.
So nice return there by Northup. Brings it back to about the 49-yard line. It's going to bring up first and 10 for the Panthers. 1:18 to go here in the first quarter. Hand off up the middle. It's Copeland. He picks up about five. Good, tough running there by one of the Copeland boys. Going to bring up second and five.
Yeah, that was nothing fancy, just a little fullback dive, and they're going to pick up just about six. So defensively, we're going to have to get a good push up front.
Huh? 50 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leading 8-6. Panthers, second and five. Ball sits on the 44-yard line. Northup under center. Northup with a quick handoff to Copeland. Copeland brought down immediately in the backfield. Pickup of no yards.
And we still haven't seen Peyton Crawford. I'm not quite sure if he's just a little bit overheated over there or cramping. He's a big spark to our offense and defense. We need to get him back out in the field.
Absolutely. Not sure what's going on with Crawford. I'm sure he's doing everything he can to get back into this ball game. That's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter with Sigourney Kyoto leading 8-6. The Panthers will have the ball on the 44-yard line, third and four, to start the second quarter. Well, Micah, we came out with a lot more enthusiasm in this first quarter than we had at any point in time last week.
Yeah, no doubt. It's nice to see the boys out there hitting, really doing a nice job defensively here so far, especially the second set of downs that we were on defense. I guess we gave up that one big play there on Pekin's first series. But hopefully the guys have kind of shored things up now. We'll get after it here in the second quarter.
Take this opportunity to recognize some of our sponsors here on KIICradio.com. Lindeman Construction. Are you in the market to build a new home or just remodel a portion of your home or existing building? Call Gene Lindeman. He and his staff will help you through the planning stages of the project. Lindeman Construction of Kyoto, a proud sponsor of Cobra Football. You should see what they saw. Call Brenneman Construction at 319-330-3576. Also brought to you by Lyle Insurance. It takes everyone working together to build a strong community. Local families have depended on Lyle Insurance and Grinnell Mutual for quality insurance protection and friendly service for decades. We live where you live, and we are proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be here when you need us. To experience our policy of working together, call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Jerry, and Rita Sheets today at 641-636-3771 for a quote on all of your insurance needs. By Showstopper Equipment and Vitato Incorporated. Vitato Incorporated has been creating and supplying successful innovations for your ag and livestock needs since 1967. We would like to take this time to thank all the hog producers and hog industry workers for allowing Vitatro Incorporated to be a valued partner in this important industry. Vitatro Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment in Kyoto, proud supporters of Sigourney Kyoto football. Well, Micah, we get real close here to start the second quarter. 12 minutes posted on the clock. Sigourney Kyoto leading 8-6. Pekin has the ball on the 42-yard line, 3rd and 4. Want to remind our listeners, the text line is always open, 641-660-0616. We'd love to hear from you. We'd like to find out where our listeners are from. Here's Northup in the backfield. Copeland along with him.
Little counterplay, and then nothing doing. Nice job there. Nate Theron, again, from his cornerback position, in on the tackle. He's playing that run really, really hard. Also, I believe Isaiah Hahn in on the tackle, and I believe Peyton Crawford is back in there at his linebacker position.
That's good to know that Peyton's back in and back on the field. Can bring up 4th and 2. Ball sits on the 41-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. Pekin's going to go for it. Northup under center. Here's Copeland in motion. Northup with the handoff right up, guy play right up the middle. Looks like he got enough for the first down.
Yeah, they're going to mark him about a half yard long. It is going to be a first down. Yeah, the defensive line did a nice job getting pressure. He just slipped through there on the fullback dive. So we'll see. They got to stay with it here. Now he's kind of pinned down about to the 37, 38-yard line, and you get mean and tough here from the defensive side.
Yep, 1st and 10. Ball's placed on about the 39-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. 11 minutes to go before half. North under center. Hand off again to the far side of the field and brought down for no gain.
Yeah, not a lot going there right now. Defensively, we're just doing a nice job throwing to the ball. You know, we're going to have to be careful there. Something from the backside, a little reverse counter, but we're doing right now. We're doing a heck of a job just throwing to the ball. I believe that's going to be marked a yard loss.
Loss of a yard. Going to bring up 2nd and 11. Ball's placed on the 40-yard line. 10:25 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout, Pekin. A few more of our sponsors here on the broadcast, KB Auto Plus. KB Auto Plus Discount Avenue. They are the original straight talk, straight answers, and straight deal guys. For a full selection of cars, trucks, or SUVs, contact the sales staff of Tabitha Stone, Justin Johnston, or owner Kelly Bryan. If they don't have it, they can get it. Located at Highway 214 and 432 in Oskaloosa, KB Auto. Would like to wish Sigourney Kyoto Cobras good luck on the 2015 season. Also brought to you by Keokuk County State Bank. County Bank is your community partner, your community bank. Established in 1884, County Bank has locations in Sigourney, Gibson, Deep River, and Williamsburg. They also have a loan production office in Montezuma. County Bank is also the official game sponsor of last week's game against BGM. Thank you, County Bank. We appreciate it. We always love to have those official game sponsors. So Pekin back on the field with a 2nd and 11. Ball's on the 40-yard line. Here's Northup with a handoff here to the near side. Copeland, nothing going. Might have got a yard, half a yard to a yard, and brought down there by number 6.
Denny Haynes from his cornerback position.
Denny Haynes in on that tackle. It's going to bring up 3rd and long for the Panthers. 10:10 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Northup with a handoff to Copeland up the middle. Picks up a couple of yards, but going to be well short of the first down. It's going to bring up 4th and long for the Panthers. 9:35 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, and they are going to send, I believe, the punt team on. They're going to have to kind of be heads up. Just the ball on the 36-yard line. Be heads up and ready for the fake.
Keaton went on to do the punting duties for Pekin. No one back deep for the Cobras. Cobras not buying into any of this. And nice punt by Wynn. It's going to go out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it. They're going to mark it right around the 14-yard line. 13, we'll call it the 14-yard line. So the Cobras will take over deep in their own territory. First and 10 with 9 minutes to go before half.
Nice job by the SK defense. Stiffening up there and forcing them to the punt, and now we'll see what the offense can do.
So Griner and his offense trot back onto the field with a Hayden Crawford in the backfield along with him. Nate Sarin split out to the far side of the field. Here's a direct snap. Hayden Crawford. Crawford's got some running room. Cuts it back into the middle. Still on his feet. He's across the 20 to the 22-yard line. Dangerously close to a first down. It's going to bring up second short for the Cobras. Cobras break huddle. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's the snap to Griner. Griner with the keeper, and he's wrapped up immediately. Nothing going. I'm not sure who.
Looks like one of the guys from their linebacker position. They're in on a run, but just unfortunate our guys weren't able to pick him up. It's going to bring up a third and short situation.
A third and 3 for the Cobras. Ball on the 21-yard line. Cobras break huddle. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Sarin split out in that wingback position. Here's a snap to Griner. Hand off to Crawford. Crawford's going to the far side of the field. He's got some running room. He's loose. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, and touchdown, Peyton Crawford.
No flags, all good. Touchdown, 6, Peyton Crawford. Big time run by a big time player there.
Absolutely. Like you said early in the week, this is Peyton's team, man. And I'll tell you what, he just showed it right there, what he's made of. He wants this as bad as anybody out there. Nice run by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, and the same exact play that we ran over here just down on the other side of the field for the touchdown. A couple lead blockers out there in front, Luke Griner and also Nate Sarin, and just a wall and nobody there, and a big time run.
The Cobra is going to go for 2 again. They lead 14-6. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's a direct snap to, I believe, Sarin. Sarin in for the 2. That's going to bring our score with 7:44 to go here before half. Sarin kicked a 16, Pekin 6.
Yeah, great job, great play. Third and 3 there, big time play. You know, there's going to be some fatigue. It's hot and as much heat as we've been dealing with this week. So we're going to have to keep the guys fresh here. You know, with as many skill positions as they got over there, we're going to have to be ready to go. It looks like, yeah, I believe one of the Pekin guys on the sideline here is going to get carted off. We did see that earlier in the JV game also.
We sure did. Number 66. Not sure who that is. I'll look it up on the roster here. Number 66, Michael Hadley. Looks like he's headed to the ambulance or whatever they're going to call that thing over there for a few fluids to get rehydrated. He's headed out on the stretcher. I tell you what, Micah, we talked about this early part of the week that special teams and defense need to step up, and we'll see what the special teams are made of here in just a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. They got a lot of skill guys, a lot of athletes there, so we're going to have to take care of business here on the kick.
Ball's placed on the 40. Nate Sarin on to do the kicking duties back deep for the Panthers. Number 21, Chase Copeland, stands on his own 15-yard line. Kick is away. Copeland takes it at 11. He's across 15 to the 20, 25, 30, 35, and still on his feet, and finally brought down at about the 48-yard line.
Yeah, definitely, you know, just like we just kind of saw. We can't give up the big play and give them a short field. So defensively now we're going to have to come and play with some fire and some intensity. Can't get complacent just being up here by 10 points. We need to bring some fire and some heat up front and keep them away from the big play.
Northup trots onto the field with the play. We'll see what this Cobra defense can do again. 7:36 to go before half. Cobra's leading 16-6. Panthers break huddle. Northup still under center. A little different set than what we saw last year. Saw a lot of shotgun out of Pekin last year. Here's a handoff to number 17 to the near side of the field. And, I'll tell you what. The Cobras are swarming to the ball like
great
we saw.
Job, Isaiah Hahn, Nate Searin, Denny Haynes there in on the tackle. Just really, really flowing to the ball good right now.
You know, Micah, we had the opportunity to go watch Regina and Solon last week, and you had commented about the boys from Regina swarming to the ball. We just saw that up by our SK Cobras. Nice job of everybody converging onto the ball carrier and bringing him down for no gain on the play. Second and 10, ball sits on the 48-yard line, 6:55 to go before half. There's a flag on the play again. That's going to be 5 against Pekin.
It looks like there's some guys fatiguing a little bit. I know number 21, Chase Copeland, is kind of sucking a little bit of air here on our sideline right in front of us. So and it looks like I believe we got Schuster in there for Crawford now in the linebacker position. We're just probably giving them a little bit of break after that big run.
Northup under center. Here's the pitch to Copeland to the far side of the field. There is a flag on the play. Brought down, though. Good pursuit by the Cobras. Copeland picks up about 3. Going to bring up third down and 12, but there is a flag on the play.
Yeah, more than likely this is going to be a hold against Pekin, and that is what the call is going to be with some marching back. It's going to be a spot foul, so it's now it's going to be second and very, very long. You got to be thinking pass.
Without a doubt, pass would be the logical play call here with second and 24 on the board for the Pekin Panthers.
I believe they're going to
decline the call. So it will be third and long. Third and 12, they're calling it, for Pekin. Ball sits on the 46-yard line. Pekin back into that normal tight set, offensive set. Here's a bootleg by Northup. Northup's got the wheels, but so does our guys, and he's knocked out of bounds right at about the first down marker.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. You know, Isaiah Hahn just runs out of the outstretched arms of him from his defensive end position. That little bit of naked boot, it is going to be a first down, so guys are going to have to stay heads up here. They haven't been doing a lot of running straight up the field, so we're going to see a little bit of more off-direction stuff from Pekin here.
Yeah, just when you think you had them buried, Norfolk comes up with a big-time play. First and 10 now. Ball sits on the 42-yard line. Northup under center. Here's Copeland in motion. Northup back to pass and being pursued. Oh, and nice play. Ball was caught by Keaton Wynn, but right there to defend, I believe, was Zach Mosel.
Yeah, Zach Mosel, Avery Moore there on the coverage. Not before they pick up a long 5. So it's going to be second in a long 4 here. I believe Luke Griner's going to come in here for Denny Haynes here on this side of the field. And at 5:53, looks like Pekin's going to take a timeout.
Timeout, Pekin. With 5:53 to go, Sigourney Kyoto leading here in the second quarter, 16-6. But Pekin moving the ball pretty effectively. Once again, want to let you guys know the text line is always open. Love to hear from you. I know Todd and Brooke Veneto are on their way to Kansas City. Got us tuned in tonight listening to a great football game here between Sigourney Kyoto and Pekin. Got a text in from them. Not sure whether our good friend Brett Seabee down in Kansas City is listening in or not, but haven't heard from him, so maybe he's at a Royals game tonight. beautiful night here for football in Packwood, Iowa. Well, Micah, to this point, I would say we've played with a lot more intensity than we played with ever last week.
Yeah, no doubt. So the guys are fired up and flowing to the football really well. We just need to keep it up. Right now, with them sneaking into our territory, this is the second time that they've moved the ball this far. Hopefully we can stiffen the defense up here and force them to get the ball back once again.
This is, of course, the backyard brawl. It's always, as I said on my pregame, it's always a great football game between these two teams. And I would assume it's going to stack up that way by the time the final buzzer blows here tonight. So Pekin back out on the field. Sigourney Kyoto set in their defense. Both of them under center. Three back set with him. Copeland in motion. Here's a handoff to Copeland off the center and nothing going. Might have been a loss of a yard on the play. It's going to bring up third and about five. We'll call it six for the Panthers.
Nice job there once again. Tanner Voss from his defensive tackle position. Also, Lane Boonder and Noah Boonder there on the tackle. Those guys are doing a heck of a job right now up front.
I'm going to call it 35 balls placed on the 37-yard line. We haven't seen a lot of different sets out of Pekin tonight. It's been that real tight set, offensive set, and they are still in that similar set with Northup directly under center.
Movement. I believe that's going to be a false start on them. That's going to move it back 5 yards here.
Looks to me like Donovan might have moved just a little bit quick. So that's going to move it back 5 more yards. It's going to bring up third and nine. Balls placed on the 41-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. Big down here, Micah, for the Cobras.
Yeah,
they can hold them.
You got to be thinking they're going to roll Northup out or be a pass run type of option. We got a couple young guys in there at cornerback right now, Grinder, near side, and Will McGill there to the far side. They're going to run two safeties here, so definitely got to be thinking pass here.
More than likely pass. Here is Donovan back to pass, or Northup back to pass. He heaves it downfield. Oh, and way over the head. Great coverage by the Cobras downfield. Briner and Avery Moore on the coverage. The receivers here to the near side of the field.
Yeah, great job. Also, great job on the pressure upfield. Definitely flushed Northup back there. He was throwing that thing up for grabs, backpedaling like crazy. So nice job there by the defense holding once again.
Avery Moore moves back to receive a punt by Keaton Wynn. So it's fourth and nine for the Panthers. Keaton Wynn, kick is away. Oh, get into the end zone, and it does for a touchback. Oh, I wish I didn't know whether Avery should have camped under that one and caught it. But he kind of knew that thing had enough momentum it was going to get into the end zone. So the Cobras are going to take it over. First and 10. From their own 20, with 4:54 to go, Sigourney Kyoto leading Pekin, 16-6. Be nice to mount another offensive drive here, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. And now's the time. We got Pekin on their heels. I believe one of the Copeland boys is coming off. They're gassed a little bit. Got to get these guys while they're on their heels and run right back at them and hit them in the mouth and go.
I think Peyton Crawford might have got a good breather there on the defensive side of the ball, so he should be fresh. Luke Griner should be fresh. Flag on the play. Called by the back judge here.
This is going to be a delay of game.
How in the world could that be a delay of game?
No. It's going to be approachment.
There we go.
Okay. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty, and it's going to be first and five.
Not that I'm questioning you, Mike, but But, I mean, there was no way 25 seconds had expired. So here come the Cobras back to the ball, first and five. Ball placed on the 25-yard line. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Direct snap to Crawford. Crawford around here to the near side. There is a flag on the play. He moves forward enough for the first down, but we'll wait the call on the yellow flag.
Yeah, we don't like where this flag's thrown here. More than likely, this is going to be a hold type of foul. It is going to be holding against SK. One of those mental mistakes. We haven't seen a lot of them tonight. Just very, very unfortunate. Avery Moore's going to come in. Peyton's going to come back off. Just try to give him a little bit of a breather here.
And the next time I see Avery Moore, I'm going to tell him, have your helmet on your head when you get on the field. So that backs the Cobras up. It's going to be first and 16. Ball's placed on the 14-yard line. So a lot of distance to cover here for the Cobras to that first down marker. Here's Seren, the far side of the field. He cuts it back in and met by a plethora of Pekin tacklers. Short gain on the play. It's going to bring up second and long.
They got that play sniffed out right now, and no wonder why. We've picked up quite a bit of yardage on that. So it looks here like Jacob Wickenkamp's going to come in for Nate Seren, going to come off for a blow real quick. Just try to keep some fresh legs there in the backfield. We got them on their heels. You got to stay after them.
A lot of weapons in the skill positions here on the Seren Kyoto team. Griner in the backfield. Here's Moore in motion. Hand off to Moore. He's actually Griner with the keeper. Picked up a couple. I'm struggling.
Yeah, it's hard to see them yellow number, the gold numbers out there. So looks like I believe Nate Seren's going to come back out for I believe Avery Moore this time. So, we're trying to get those guys some rest. 3:35, 3rd and 9 here to see what Coach Jensen has brought up.
3rd and 9, ball sits all on the 21-yard line. Griner in the backfield. Not sure who he's back there with. Here he is, back to pass. Got a guy open. Nice catch and brought down just short of the first down marker, but a nice pass, nice catch there on the far side of the field. Looks like it might have been Peyton Crawford that hauled that one in. Brings up a punting situation for the Cobras. About a yard, call it about 3 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, I mean, now would be the nice time for a big, big punt by Peyton. You know, he's done it time and time again here. So
this is a great opportunity for our special teams to step up and make a big play.
Yeah, no doubt. He's going to take a time. Coach Jensen is going to take a timeout. There's a play clock running down. Run as much time off the clock as he can before we kick this thing away. So we're going to have to be very, very conscientious, from a fun aspect with the speed and the guys they got in the backfield.
Going to take this opportunity to recognize a few more of our sponsors, Town and Country Insurance. Stop into Town and Country Insurance for all your insurance needs, whether it's home, auto, farm, or crop insurance. Stop in and see Angie Gretter at Town and Country Insurance on Highway 92 East in Sigourney. Also brought to you by Fagan Elevator. Fagan Elevator would like to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team success on the 2015 season. Take an elevator for all your grain merchandising needs. Contact Larry or Dave at Fagan Elevator, 641-636-3089. Also brought to you by Kyoto Veterinary Clinic. Kyoto Veterinary Clinic located on Broadway Street in Kyoto. Doctors Branstad, Swanstrom, and Griner are there for your entire pet or large animal health needs. With over 70 years of veterinary experience, this group is ready to serve you and wish Sigourney Kyoto all the best on the 2015 football season.
And I believe they're going to stay. SK is going to come out in regular huddle. I don't know if this will be a quick kick by Peyton or if we're going to run the ball here. We are.
He's got a first down and then some, still on his feet across the 40 to the 45-yard line. Move the chains. First down, Sigourney Kyoto. Great call.
Great call by Coach Jensen there. Kind of caught him on the heels. You know, we Peyton has done that quick kick from just there 5 yards deep a couple times, that time direct snap. So just a nice job by the offensive line, move the chains once again.
Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Right, directly in front of it. Here's a handoff to Crawford to the near side of the field. Good block. He's stiff arms a couple guys. He's across midfield and finally brought down at the 40-yard line. Peyton Crawford's on fire. He's ready to play tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Great run there once again. Get the edge. 2:16 left here in the second quarter, and right now we're just feeding the rock to number 45, and he's doing a great job finding the seam, finding the hole.
Griner in with the call. Cobra's kind of doing a little bit of a hurry up here. Everybody's set. Crawford and Griner in the backfield. Here's Sharon in motion. Here's a handoff to Sharon. He stutter steps a little bit, moves the ball forward. Still on his feet, breaks loose. He's going to head to the end zone. Touchdown, Sharon Kyoto.
Great job, Nate Sharon. Never had his feet stop moving, and he is momentarily stopped there in the backfield and takes off and runs another 40 yards. Great job, Nate Sharon. Pick up a great big touchdown here before half.
Oh, that is huge right there. They thought they had him stopped. Boom. He takes off, keeps those feet moving, and he runs 40 yards for a touchdown, bringing the score. Sharon Kyoto, 22. Pekin, 6, 204 to go here before half.
Yeah, and right now you got to be thinking, it looks like they're going to go for two once again.
Here's Griner. Griner up the middle, and he's in for the two-point conversion. 24-6, Sharon Kyoto. 2:04 to go. Now it's time for the special teams to step up, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. Right now, SK playing with a lot of fire and enthusiasm, and Pekin's really on their heels. Their heads are down coming off field, and, not what we expected from a very highly touted Pekin team that's ranked very high there and in Class A and handled Eddieville Blakesburg last week. So, right now, SK is doing a wonderful job just staying on the attack and not sitting back. Great call by Coach Jensen there, fourth and short in our own territory. Feed the ball to Peyton Crawford, and great job, Nate Searin, capping that drive off.
Absolutely. That's what we wanted to see tonight, was guys that were going to give us a no-give-up attitude, no-give-up on performance, and we're seeing it tonight, at least through that the first half here. 2:04 to go. Before half, Sigourney Kyoto leading 24-6. Nate Searin set to kick off from the 40-yard line back deep. Number 21 stands on his 15-yard line. Well, we have had a heck of a time trying to get that ball to stay up this year, haven't we?
Yeah, no doubt. Looks like Jack Aiken's going to go in there and hold the ball there for Nate Searin and kick it off.
Copeland, as I said, stands on his own 15-yard line. Kind of a squib kick. It's going to go out of bounds.
It's going to be brought out to the 35.
That's better than what we've seen on the previous two kicks. So maybe that's a good starting spot for the Cobras.
Yeah, definitely. So here we go, Cobra defense once again. We're playing with a lot of fire and enthusiasm. We're going to have to keep it up. They definitely got some weapons that we're going to have to keep an eye on here. Just 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Got to come fired up.
Absolutely.
They got to be thinking big play here. Deacon needs to put some points on here before half.
Northup trots into the huddle with the call play. Ball placed on the 35-yard line, first and 10, Pekin. Still on that tight set. You got to think pass right off the get-go. Here's Northup. He rolls out with that boot. Come on now, Isaiah, and they go deep. They go deep to their target. We don't win. Oh, and picked off. Almost picked off. Almost picked off downfield. Keaton Lynn pushed it in the air very close.
And Avery Moore gets beaten almost. Makes a great play on the ball to almost pick that thing off. But you got to be thinking pass here. You got to be thinking that Northrop does a great job of throwing that long, deep pass out. So the guy's going to have to, in man coverage here, we got to have our heads up and be ready to go.
Yeah, pretty good pressure there by our front five, but That Northup kid's got a lot of experience, and he can throw that ball. We got to be sure we don't get beat with a minute 56 to go.
Coach Jensen's going to take a timeout here and just talk about it real quick. Right there, Isaiah Hahn and I believe Schuster, they're in on the pressure, and he heaved it up, but Keaton Wynn did have a step on Avery Moore. So very, very fortunate that ball was just a little overthrown. Otherwise, we would have been paying for it deep.
My heart was beating. I didn't know. Wynn made a heck of an attempt to pull that ball in, and when he tipped it, Avery Moore was right there and almost made an acrobatic catch for the interception. But we've got to be thinking fast. You know, with a minute 56 to go, down 18 points, they're going to put the ball in the air. What we got to do is we got to make sure we get pressure coming up from the sides, and we got to make sure we're doing really good cover defense on their receivers.
Yeah, no doubt.
Here comes Deacon back in onto the field. Play called. Sigourney Keona set. Northup directly under center once again. Northup under center. He flips it over to Copeland. Copeland moves forward. And no gain on the play. It's going to bring up
nothing doing.
Third and long.
Great job from his defensive end spot, Cooper Griner and Zeb Webb there from his defensive tackle side. They're just taking on that block, shedding it off, and then making a play. Nice job there. Nice to you on that.
Nice job. You got to be thinking pass once again here by Pekin. Minute 25 to go before half. Northup directly under center. Oh, movement in the backfield. That's going to be five right there. It's going to bring up third and 15 for the Panthers. Looked like their running back there, Copeland, kind of leaned back just a little bit. That's going to cost them five, so it's going to bring up third and 15. Balls placed on the 30-yard line. Minute 19 to go here in the ball game. Hurry here before half. I wish it were the ball game. North under center. Little trap play straight up the middle. Picks up about five, maybe 6 yards. Not going to be enough for a first down. It's going to be a fourth and long for the Panthers. 57 seconds to go here before halftime.
And they have not sent the punt team on yet. They're going to run this thing down, I believe, maybe take a timeout and then kick it. 43 seconds and ticking here. Not wanting to give the ball back to SK with much time back on the clock.
Got a substitution. Looks like we've got number Denny Haynes coming out and Albert coming in. There's a timeout called by Pekin with 29.8 seconds to go before half. Sigourney Keota leading 24-6. Hey, folks, love to hear from you here on the text line, 641-660-0616. 641-660-0616. Like to always kind of keep track of who's listening out there to this Sigourney Keota broadcast. Of course, might not be too many. I mean, we got a pretty good crowd here tonight down here in Packwood.
Yeah, no doubt. I believe I'm trying to pull up the Thunderbolt app and get us caught up on some scores, and I believe, oh, there it does come up.
There we go.
So here at halftime, we'll be able to freshen everybody up on some of the scores.
So we got Albert back deep for the Cobras to receive a Keaton Wynn punt. 29.8 seconds to go before half. Keaton Wynn on to punt. The Cobras learned their lesson last year with all their shenanigans that they are not going to just get away from it. Get away from it. You should have gotten away from it. But Albert picks it up at about the 35, moves it across the 40, and finally brought down at about midfield. Dangerous play there.
Dangerous play. Heads up enough to pick up about 20 yards, though. So nice to see that young man. Didn't go out last year. Does a nice job there. Picking that thing up and getting after it. Looks like with 20 seconds left here, we're going to bring Peyton Crawford and a host of other Cobras back out in the field and try to put one more on.
You know, yeah, 20 seconds to go. Why not give it to your go-to guy, Peyton Crawford, see what he can do here with 20 seconds to go. Maybe Peyton, maybe these Panthers are gassed enough that we can punch another one in here with 20 seconds to go. They did it to us a year ago. Reiner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's a direct snap to Peyton Crawford. He's at the far side of the field. He's still on his feet. He's breaking a few tackles and finally brought down, but not before he's got enough for a first down.
You're going to have to hurry here. The clock should have stopped with the first down. Oh, it wasn't a first down. They're going to mark it just short, so the time is running yet here. And they do get it stopped.
So
they
are going to stop.
They are going to have one more play. I thought it was going to be a first down. They marked him about 6 inches short of the first down, otherwise the clock would have stopped.
Absolutely.
So.
I think it was a poor spot.
Could have been.
So it's third and one for the Cobras. This will obviously be the last play of the half. More than likely want to get it into your workhorse or pull some type of unique playoff that Peyton would not be expecting.
Yeah, you got to be thinking Pekin's going to be in a prevent type of defense here, knocking everything down if it's going to go. But it does look like we're going to run this pistol formation. We haven't seen it all night. We've been single wing. We'll see what Luke can do here.
Griner with the snap. Oh, and it's a kind of a draw play to Crawford, but nothing going. They sniffed it right out. So that's going to bring us to the end of the half. End of the half. Time runs out. Sidney Kyoto leading Peyton 24-6 at halftime. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a few minutes off here. Join us in about 15 minutes. We'll take about 10 minutes off. We'll join us right back here in about 10 minutes. We'll bring you up to speed on scores around the area and our recap of the first half.
Thank you.
SK, you know, we watched tape there a week ago. They like the onside kick, not much of a deep kickoff type of team. So we're going to have a hands team ready and see what happens here.
It looks like back deep for the Cobras is Peyton Crawford and Jordan Albert. They stand on the 20-yard line. Pekin also having a little bit of trouble getting the ball to hold tight on the tee. Set to kick off. For the Panthers, number 62, Ethan Kutze. There's the whistle, and here's the kick. It is a deep kick this time. Deep kick taken by Albert at about the 10-yard line. He brings it here to the near side of the field. Got some running room. Nice return by Albert. Finally brought down at about very close to the midfield. Brought down at around the 46, called the 47-yard line. Cobras will start first and 10.
Great job. You know, we're prepared and ready for that onside kick, and that great job by Jordan Albert. Heads up, gets the edge on a guy that comes off the field late onto the onside arm to the kickoff team for Pekin, and does a great job of getting a big return there to start.
Here comes Griner and his offense. Got Peyton Crawford and Nate Saren in that backfield with him. Here's a direct snap to Peyton Crawford up the middle. Pulls to the far side of the field. Picks up about 2 yards, going to bring up second and 8.
Nice shot, just keeping his legs driving there, Peyton, on that first initial play, and we'll see what happens here, second down and 8.
Comes Griner back to the huddle with the play. Cobras Blake huddle. Saren split out in that wing back position to the far side of the field. Direct snap to Crawford once again, far side of the field. He's got some running room. He's across the 45 and brought down dangerously close to the first down marker.
You know, that's the play we ran a couple times there in the first half. Had a lot of success. Nate Saren and Luke Griner, direct snap to Peyton Crawford. They're out lead blocking in front of them. Does a nice job there following his lead blocks, and it's going to be very close. I don't know if they're going to call official timeout here for a measurement there.
It looks like they are, in fact, going to call an official's timeout for a measurement. And it appears that he's got enough for a first down, so it's going to be first and 10. Cobras ball on the 43-yard line of Pekin. Just 1 second into the second half, and the Cobras have picked up their first down of the second half. Come the Cobras, Greg Huddle, Griner along with Crawford in the backfield. Saren still in as that wing back in motion here. Here's a handoff counterplay to Saren, far side of the field. He's still on his feet and finally pushed out of bounds, but not before he picked up 7 or 8 yards.
Great job, Nate Saren there, just following his blocks, being patient, making a little cut to the outside there off his pulling guard, and picks up another couple. So great job. Wheels are turning right now for the SK offense.
Ball is placed on the 36-yard line, second, and we'll call it a long 3 for the Cobras. Griner and Crawford still back there in the backfield for the Cobras. Saren in motion. Here's Griner with the keeper up the middle. He's got some running room. He's got enough for the first down. He crosses the 35 and is brought down right at the 30-yard line. Move the chains. First down, Cobras.
Nice job, Lou Griner there on the spin back. Keeper just straight up the field, enough for a first down. Young man needs to lower his pad levels ever so slightly, and he'd be able to break that loose deep. But nice job finding the seam, picking up the first down.
I'll bet there's a guy sitting right next to me. We'll coach him a little bit on that here over the next week. Cobras Blake, break huddle once again, 10:20 to go here in the third quarter. Here's direct snap to Peyton Crawford here to the near side of the field. He's got running room. He's across the 30 and finally brought down at around the 20-yard line.
great run there again, Peyton Crawford. Same play we ran just on the far side of the field. That time, you know, our blockers weren't quite there. Peyton did a nice job of just kind of outrunning everybody, finding the seam, making his own hole there on the outside, just short of the first down.
10 minutes and 11 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Cobras leading 24-6. Here's a handoff to, this time, Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp's got some room. He's loose, and he's in for the touchdown. Jacob Wickenkamp, number 24, scampers in from 20 yards out to put the Cobras up 30-6.
And great to see his quarterback, number one, run down there to celebrate with him in the end zone. So, you know, he's fired up. Jacob hasn't played a lot with that tailback position. They give Peyton the blow there and makes the most of it. Very first touch there on offense. Scampering in for the 21-yard touchdown.
Cobra's going to go for two once again. 10:05 to go. Sigourney Kyoto now leading 30-6 over Pekin. Griner in the backfield along with Sarin and Wickenkamp. Here's Wickenkamp in motion. Hand off to Sarin. Sarin plows forward. Does he have enough? Yes, he does. The extra point is good. Sigourney Kyoto now leading 32-6. With 10 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Great offensive possession there. SK just hammering away out of that single-wing formation. Numerous guys touching the ball. Griner, Searin, Crawford, and then to seal it off, Wickenkamp from his tailback position on the 21-yard touchdown. Great way to start the third quarter.
Absolutely. You get your hands on the ball to start the quarter. You want to put 6 on the board. Not only did they do that, they put 8. Now leading Pekin 32-6. That was a 4 minute and 55 second drive for the Cobras. Set to kick off for the Cobras will be Nate Searin. Pekin Panthers having a little bit of a meeting out here on the near sideline. Going back deep for the Panthers to receive will be number 21. Copeland. Nice to see Jacob come up with a big-time play and take that thing to the house from 20 yards out, Micah.
Yeah, definitely. He, you know, he brings a little bit of a different style of running back there in the backfield. He's a little shiftier guy that's got some speed. He was on that state 4x2 team, I believe, there for Kyoto a year ago.
And the kick is away. There are whistles. Not sure what happened there. Somebody offside.
Going to be offside.
Just got a score in on the Washington Demons. They are leading Marion 14-0. Not sure what quarter they're in, but they are leading 14-0 over Marion. More importantly, the Cobras lead here with 10:05 to go in the third quarter, 32-6 over Pekin.
Yeah, and you got to be thinking right now, there's a lot of weapons here on this Pekin team between the Copeland boys and Wynn and Northup. They're going to have to get after it and start pulling some tricks out of the bag because they have not moved the ball consistently on offense. Defensively, we're going to have to be prepared for anything here in the third and fourth quarter.
Absolutely. As I told you on the way back up to the booth, there's no quit in these Pekin Panthers. And we need to take care of business here throughout the second half of this ball game. Nate Searin set now to kick it off from the 35-yard line. The kick is away. Nice kick by Nate. Taken at about the 16-yard line by Pekin and brought down at the 30. So a 12-yard return by Pekin. Good coverage by our special teams on that particular kickoff.
Yeah, nice job there, Will McGill. I believe also in on the tackle number 10, Ben Applegate. We haven't called his number a lot here, but they're nice to see him in on that special teams tackle.
So here we go with the first series of downs for our defense. As you had mentioned just a few seconds ago, we've got to take care of business here on the defensive side of the ball. Here's Northup with a handoff to Copeland. Copeland breaks it out here to the near side of the field and brought down Gain of about a yard. Good play there by the Cobras to keep him contained.
Great job, Nate Searin, from his cornerback position. Also there on the tackle, Zach Mosel. Those guys are doing a great job. You know, defensively, we didn't see Nate Searin and Luke Reiner play quite as much defense here in last week. We called his name to step up, and he's done a heck of a job playing both ways here tonight.
Absolutely. Great job on both sides of the ball for Nate Searin. Northup directly under center with Copeland in the backfield. Tara Copeland. Here's a handoff to number 21 Copeland. He does break a tackler, and he's got enough for the first down. Kept his wheels turning, just similar to what Nate Searin did down here right prior to halftime, and picks up enough for the first down. He crosses over the 40 to about the 42-yard line. It's going to be a fresh set of downs.
A little bit different set there that time. I believe Swanson was kind of set out a little bit wider from his wing back position. Then they ran that way. So that's something that a guy's got to kind of keep an eye on. He's kind of running a little bit of a wider split out to this way. If we're going to run this way again, or if we're going to go the other way.
Both Copeland's and Donovan in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Copeland in the backfield. And chased down. Really good job by Isaiah Hahn to get a catch there in the backfield. Pick up about two to three yards, going to bring up second and a long seven.
Yeah, unfortunate. Lane Boondier, they haven't called his name a lot. He just kind of ran by him there in the backfield. A little bit of a run blitz, came with some pressure and ran, unfortunately, right by him. So I think they're going to call an official's timeout real quick, maybe give a couple guys some drinks or maybe an equipment timeout or something. Not quite sure exactly what's going on, I guess. But Keaton Wynn does come off the field.
I don't know if they're checking his eyes. Maybe he got dinged. I'm not sure. Looking into his eyes, asking him a few questions. So he might have took a pop in the head, and they're just going to check it to make sure he's okay. Here's Northup back under center, second and a long seven. Here's a handoff to Copeland straight up the middle. Not a lot going. Cobra's got that sniffed out. It's going to bring up third about five for the Panthers.
Great job, Cooper Griner, from his defensive end position. Also in on the tackle, I believe, Noah Boonder and Zeb Webb there from his defensive tackle position. So those guys are getting after it, keeping the throttle down here and not a lot of room to run.
Yeah, big down here for the Cobras. Be nice to see them hold them. Third and five. Ball sits on the 47-yard line for the Panthers. Northup under center. Handoff straight up the middle again. Big push by the Panthers. And I believe they picked up enough for the first down, but a major big push by that offensive line of Beacon.
Yeah, something we've seen that play a couple times here today. They have their fullback so tight to the quarterback. I mean, he's playing a yard and a half off him, the older Copeland boy, and it's a straight dive right up the A-gap, and our guys just weren't quite ready for it.
Got pushed off pretty good for a fresh set of downs. Four Pekin. Ball sits on the 47-yard line, 7:57 to go here in the third quarter. Good pressure coming from the Cobras, but Northup, he scampers away. He's got running room, and now nice open field tackle there by,
I believe, Lane Boonder there.
Lane Boonder.
Actually, that's Schuster.
Number 11. Nate Searin. That's how tough it is to see these numbers, but I'm pretty sure that was Nate, wasn't it?
Yeah, that or Schuster. I'm not quite sure. Like I said, it's hard to see him.
Yeah, I'll be talking to Lee Crawford about these numbers, because if they keep these jerseys very long, it's going to be a broadcaster's nightmare. So it's going to bring up second and seven. Ball sits on the 44. But the Panthers burning up a lot of clock here on this drive. Here's a handoff to Copeland. Copeland dialed in and wrapped up in the backfield. Good job. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up third and long. We'll call it third and seven for the Panthers.
Nice job there again. Nate Searin, Lane Boonder from their linebacker and cornerback position, just flying around, having fun, making plays there. Keeping everything in front of them, doing a heck of a job defensively tonight.
We really are. So another big down here. We'll see what Pekins dialed up here on this third and sixth play. Here's Copeland in motion. Counter play, number 17, Donovan, and sniffed out great by the Cobras.
Good job, Isaiah Hahn, from his defensive end position. He was not fooled. He stayed at home. Did a heck of a job from his defensive end position. That was a big, big play to hold him to no gain there. Otherwise, it would have been a big counter.
6 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leading Pekin 32-6. Pekin going to go for it on fourth and six. Big down here for the Cobras. They could take over in great territory. Here's Copeland in motion. Northup rolls out here to the near side of the field. And nice job by the defensive backfield of the Cobras to knock down Northup's pass. They'll take over on down.
Great job, Avery Moore, Zach Mosel there on coverage. Great job by, I believe, Cooper Greiner and Webb there from their defensive side from getting some pressure on Northup and making them hurry up that throw. Great job, defense. Fresh set of downs for SK.
Here comes SK. First and 10, ball sits on the 43-yard line, 5:46 to go here in the third quarter. Greiner, along with Siren, in the backfield. Here's Moore in motion. Here's the handoff to Avery Moore. He skips one tackler and finally whipped down, but not before he picks up about 5 yards.
Yeah, and this is the set that we've seen a little bit there last week against BGM, a set that we're going to definitely need to be able to run here in future games, but it's a spread formation out of a pistol backfield. So we'll see if we stick with it here, and it looks like they are going to. Greiner there at quarterback.
Greiner along with Moore in the backfield. Oh, fumble on the play. Greiner picks it up and met by a plethora of Panthers. Just a missed handoff there on that play.
Yeah, very, very fortunate. Griner's able to rein that thing back off. Just didn't quite get it in the breadbasket of Nate Theron. And, very, very fortunate. It's going to bring up a third and long here situation.
Third and long situation. Now, I would say this would be a great opportunity to go to your go-to guy. Get some good blocking in front and let him roll. Griner along with Theron in the backfield. Here's Griner with up the middle. It's, I believe that's
Theron.
Nate Theron's on the loose. There's not going to be anybody catching him. Nate Theron rambles 62 yards for a touchdown with 4:22 to go here in the third quarter.
Great play call, little counter. Nice job fake there to Peyton on the wing back. Just a little bit of a trap play, if you must say, out of that. Did a great job following his block and getting upfield in a big hurry, and there was nobody home.
Nice job by the Cobras. Great run by Nate Theron. Here's Greiner in the backfield. A direct snap to Peyton Crawford. He's still digging and turning, but going to come up just a bit short for that two-point conversion. That's going to bring us to a score of 38-6, Sigourney Kyoto leading over Pekin, 4:22 to go here in the third quarter.
You know, that was interesting. We come out in that pistol formation, stay in that set. And that's the first time we've seen some success out of that set here this year. Guys are playing fired up and doing a great job of executing right now. So it's nice to see Luke kind of regain his composure there after a little bit of a mishandled handoff and then the big, big run by Nate Theron to cap off another great SK drive.
Absolutely. Nate Theron, no rest for the wicked. He is on to perform the kickoff duties for Sigourney Kyoto. Back deep for the Pekin Panthers, number 21, Chase Copeland. And number 80, didn't make the roster. Here is the kick. The kick is away. Another nice kick by Saren. It's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. Pekin will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 4:22 to go in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leading 38-6.
Yeah, now is not the time to, lighten up anything here defensively. We're going to probably see a handful of different guys here. I believe number 20 is going to come onto the field. He played just a little bit of nose guard there last possession. He's going to come back off. Going to stay with kind of the same guys. 55 is going to be in there. Keaton Weber. It looks like Luke Reiner is going to come back on the field to play corner here. So a couple fresh faces here. Being up 38-6, going to have to keep the chin straps tightened up tight.
Here's Northam in the backfield. Pitch to Donovan. Donovan to the far side of the field. Wrapped up by a group of Cobras. Pickup of about 4 yards. Going to bring up 2nd and 6. 4:10 to go here in the third quarter.
Kind of staying with the same defensive line there up front. Tanner Boss is up there. Also Webb, and I believe to this side is still Cooper Griner.
All right, here we got Copeland bounces it out here, but wrapped up. Good job by, looks like, Griner and Boonder.
Also Schuster there from his linebacker position. So defensive line was doing a great job getting some up-the-field pressure right now, and letting those linebackers and defensive backs able have the ability to make some plays and wrap up these speedy running backs at Pekin.
Yeah, that, with the speed, it's a good preparation for next week. As we know, we saw Saturday night, a lot of speed coming from that team next week. Not looking past tonight's game yet. Here's Northam. Northam with pressure. And here is Mosel with an interception downfield. Oh, no, he could not hang on to it. Mosel went up for it. Looked like he had it, but he dropped it at the 40-yard line. Northup was pressured big time there by a group of Cobras.
Yeah, great job defensive line getting some pressure downfield. Cooper Griner is doing a heck of a job. Hasn't played any defensive end here so far this year. He's been playing linebacker the majority of the time. But he's done a nice job there from his side.
I tell you what, hats off to Cooper. He's playing hard, and I think old Grandpa's probably home listening in. He'd be proud tonight. Win on the punt, back deep for the Cobras is Albert. Punt is away. Poor punt. Get away. Oh, no. Okay. Albert does pick it up. Boy, he lives dangerously. He loves to live dangerously. But he picks it up. Saves him a few yards, and the ball will be spotted on Pekin's 45-yard line with 2:53 to go before the end of the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leading 38-6.
Yeah, and we're doing a great job right now controlling the game clock and having a handful of guys like Jordan Elbert's a little bit gimpy out there. He's going to stay in the game. We'll see if we stay in this pistol formation or if we go ahead and go back to the single wing here.
Griner still in a quarterback along with Crawford now. Now that's Avery Moore splits out here to the near side of the field, two to the far side of the field. Here's Griner with a quick hitter out to the side. Two out. Albert's got running room. He picks up about 4 yards. Nice little quick hitter out here to the flat, Micah.
Yeah, nice little pass there from Luke Griner. Jordan Elbert, just a little bubble screen here out to the flat. Nice way to pick up 4 yards. Luke brings us to 2nd and 6 situation out of that pistol spread formation.
Cobras playing with a lot of confidence here. 2:27 to go in the third quarter. Griner, along with Saren in the backfield. Two receivers over to the far side. Oh, no. Oh, thank goodness. That was not a good decision on Luke Griner's part. He threw it towards Crawford. Crawford took a step forward and then back. Griner releases the ball, and Keaton Wynn stepped right in front of it and almost had a pick, but thank goodness for Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, just the same play, different way. Keaton Wynn from his outside linebacker position read that all the way, and, definitely something we're going to have to be wary of. We can't throw a pick six here.
Cranor in the backfield. Crawford in motion. Hand off to Crawford. He's got running room. He's down the near sideline and finally knocked out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. It's going to be enough for a first down.
Great job. Just another little counter play. Crawford from his slot receiver position. They fake the handoff to, I believe, Nate Saren there at the tailback position. Give it to Crawford there on the go. And he races around the sideline for a first down.
Griner back in that shotgun. Nate Saren in the backfield with him. Two receivers spit to the far side. One here in motion. Here's a handoff to Nate Saren up the middle. There is a penalty marker on the play.
There's going to be a penalty marker from pretty far back. I'm not quite sure, I guess, what that would be that far back.
Move.
That's a movement procedure penalty, possibly. Legal shift. So we got just a little bit antsy there. It's going to march him back.
All right. That's going to take the Cobras back about, take them back 5 yards. So it's going to bring up first down, first and 15 for the Cobras.
Yeah, still contemplating what they're going to do here.
SK's ready to play football. Pekin didn't know whether they wanted to take it or decline it.
Okay.
The ball's still in the same spot as it was, Micah. I'm not sure. Okay, they're going to take the play, so it's second and 8. Ball's on the 24-yard line. Griner, along with Saren in the backfield, two receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side. Here comes Crawford in motion. Another penalty marker. We better get back to the single wing.
I believe Brenneman might have rocked ever so slightly from his center position. Very, very unfortunate. They're going to mark that one back 5 yards on the false start. You know, one thing we could say about Cole, his snaps have been very good tonight.
Absolutely. Hats off to Cole. He's doing a great job in that center position. Another sophomore out here on the starting line for the Cobras. Low snap there. Here's a handoff, this time to Saren. Saren's got some running room. He breaks loose. He's off to the races again. He's at the 10 and finally run out of bounds at around the 5. We'll call it the 3-yard line. It looks like where they're going to spot it. 1:55 to go. Nice run there by Nate Saren.
Same exact play as we ran for the touchdown there out of this formation. So it's nice to see these guys have a little bit of success out of this different formation. It gives another thing to throw at the future teams. I'm just glad to see some success out of this here tonight. Now we're going to go back to the single wing, it looks like.
Here's Griner under center. Griner with the keeper up the middle. In for the touchdown. With 1:50 to go, the Cobras now lead 44-6. Griner with the keeper up the middle.
Great job. Great job, Luke Griner, just the spin back keeper there. Does a great job of finding his hole, following his blockers, and in for the touchdown. Way to go. Way to cap off a great drive here and still in the third quarter.
1:50 to go here before the end of the third quarter. Saren and Kyoto leading 44-6. Here's Griner in the backfield along with, looks like, Crawford. Saren in motion. A little counterplay. Fumble. Little mishap there between Crawford and Saren. Not going to capitalize on that one. But with 1:50 to go here in the third quarter, Saren and Kyoto now leading Pekin 44-6.
I got to be totally honest, Amos. If you would have told me coming here on the drive to Pekin tonight that going short of the fourth quarter that SK would be up 44-6 over the third-ranked team in Class A, I would have told you you're full of it. So that is the thing that we talked about. You can't count any team out on any single night, and this SK team did not show up to play last week, but they certainly have tonight.
Absolutely. Hats off to the kid. And I know they called a players' meeting to get some things straightened out on Sunday. Just from a standpoint of intensity and things they need to do to focus on winning football games. And you know what? It's paid off. And hats off to these young kids. Now, Let's see what our special teams can do. Here's Sharon with the kick. Copeland standing back deep. Kicks it at the 15-yard line. Cross forward. And hit by a mass of Cobras at around the 30-yard line. They're going to spot it at around the 31-yard line. Panthers will take over first and 10 from their own 31-yard line with 1:30 to go here in the third quarter.
Looks like we're going to see a handful of guys kind of getting some time here. Tyler Verstrait's going to come in, I believe, and possibly play some free safety. Zach Mosel's still out there. Looks like pretty much the same crew of guys there up on the front, though. Will McGill's going to be in that corner. Jacob Wickenkamp's also in there. Lane Boonder stays in at his middle linebacker position.
Comes a guy on late. Still strapping things on, and there's Copeland up the middle. Picks up about five. He's going to bring up second five with 53 seconds to go here before the start of the fourth quarter. Yeah, coach getting a few guys in that haven't saw a lot of playing time through the first seven quarters of this season, but it's a great opportunity for him. Here's North of under center with Copeland in the backfield. Here's a handoff to number 21, Copeland, here to the near side of the field and wrapped up short of the first down. It's going to bring up a third and short for the Panthers.
I believe Jacob Wickenkamp also in on the tackle, Tanner Boss from his defensive tackle position. Right now, just need to get a little bit better pressure up there front. And push those guys back. We're kind of sitting and waiting to see what they're doing offensively, and we need to make sure we're keep at them here.
That brings us to the close of the third quarter. As we enter the fourth quarter, Sigourney Kyoto out to a comfortable lead, 44-6. But as I told you on the way back up, I never rest easy until the last tick on the clock, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we're having a comfortable lead here going into the fourth quarter. This is unfamiliar territory, especially here in the backyard brawl. There's been some close games here the last couple of years. Not so much last year, 2 years ago down here. It was a tight one, I believe. So the guy's going to have to keep things strapped up, ready to go. We're probably going to see some fresh faces here in the fourth quarter. But,
yep.
You know, hopefully we'll give those guys that ran the ball tremendously well. Nate Sayre and Peyton Crawford, those guys probably won't see the field a whole bunch here in the fourth quarter, but it's been well-deserved, I'd say.
I agree, Micah. Not a lot of action on the text line. I don't know if they've given up on listening to us on a great night of Cobra football here in Packwood, Iowa. Few of the fans starting to file out of the stands on here on the Pekin side of the field. Here come the Panthers. Ball placed on the 40-yard line. Third and two, start of the fourth quarter. Here's, I believe, Donovan with the carry. That is Copeland. Copeland brought down short of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth and a couple.
And you got to be thinking that they're probably going to go for it. The defense has got to be ready here for anything. Fourth and long two, all three.
Yeah, we've got a couple new guys in. Will McGill has seen a little bit of action, but I see he's out on the field playing one of the corner positions for the Cobras. Pekin has stayed in pretty much that same tight offensive set all night long. Here's Northam with the flip to Copeland. Copeland around the far side of the field. He's got enough for the first down. Picks up about four. Call it five. It's going to be a first down for the Panthers. 11 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Pekin breaks huddle. Two Copeland boys and Donovan in the backfield. Here's the youngest. Copeland in motion, counterplay. Oh, by Donovan, and just a big paw came out there. Not sure who it was. Booner boy grabbed him, man.
I believe Isaiah Hahn comes from his defensive end position. He was just about past him, and he gets this big mitt on him and pulls him down from the backside. Great play there. Isaiah Hahn beat initially and comes back and makes a big play.
Nice play by Isaiah. I didn't know whose paw it was, but he got a hold of a jersey, held him up, and Booner came in and finished him off. Gain of about five is going to bring up second five for the Panthers. 10 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in the ballgame. North up under center, flip to Copeland. Copeland to the far side of the field, stutter steps, and brought down at about the line of the scrimmage. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up third and five for the Panthers. Sigourney Kyoto leading 44-6 here in the fourth quarter. Peeking back, set in on offense. Here's Northup with a hand up, handoff straight up the middle. It'll be short of the first down by about a yard. Bring up fourth and short for the Panthers.
Yeah, it's surprising to me, Amos, that they're just keeping everything on the ground and just kind of grinding it out here. I'm not sure if they're just trying to get some things lined out there offensively or what the story is for Peking. We've seen numerous formations from them a year ago.
Yeah, we sure did, and we've seen pretty much the same offensive set all night long. Northup under center again. Hand off straight up the middle. They're just killing clock. I mean, there's not much they're doing. Maybe trying to punch one more into the end zone here before the end of the night. 8:45 to go here in the ballgame. First and 10 for the Pekin Panthers. Ball sits on the 42-yard line. Here comes Northup to the ball. Got a Copeland on each side, split out. Here's Northup, back to pass this time. He's got a guy opening, Keaton Wynn. Wynn with the reception and a pickup of about 12 yards, but the Cobras do a good job and swarm Wynn and bring him down inbounds. Clock continues to click. 8 minutes, 5 seconds to go here in the ballgame. Nice completion there, Northup to Wynn. Cobras starting to shuttle a few unfamiliar faces into the lineup here on the defensive side of the ball. Northup this time with a handoff to Copeland, straight up the middle. Good push by the Panther line. Going to pick up about five, bring up second and four. Ball's on about the 24-yard line. 7.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Sigourney Kyoto leading 44-6. Northup under center. Hand off straight up the middle again. Copeland once more. Pickup of about a yard. Going to be just short of the first down. It's going to bring up third and short. They're just kind of grinding away at it here, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just been 3 yards and a cloud of dust this time. This possession of Pekin is taking a lot of time off the clock here.
Yeah, clock. Here's a handoff around to the far side of the field by Copeland.
Going to be enough to pick up the first down and then some.
Knocked out of bounds there. I wish we could tell you who it was, but we got to do something about those numbers.
We could take some neon spray paint and go take care of it.
I get a spotter down on the other side of the field. Get a spotter down on the field to relay numbers up to us.
Maybe we could get old Fletcher Flynn to do that for us.
Fletcher Flynn. Father Flynn. Here's Northup under center. Pitch to Copeland. Copeland here to the near. No, excuse me, Donovan escapes one tackler, but then brought down. Oh, late flag comes in. Not sure what that was all about. Didn't look like our guys did anything irrational.
Right, I'm not quite sure, I guess. Somebody got thrown down there right at the end. This could be a personal foul.
Hit to the head?
Yeah, I think that is what it's going
to
be.
Okay, 6:08 to go here. Sigourney Kyoto leading 44-6.
Yep.
Personal foul on the Cobras. Didn't look anything too intentional. But they're going to give them the yardage at the distance of the goal. Second.
There's going to be a false start.
Now they're going to back up five.
A couple of other fresh faces in there. Dakota Slaughter, I believe, is in there now playing at defensive tackle. He's another big body, the young kid that's got some potential.
Absolutely. Good to see Dakota get in, get some action here towards the end of the game. Here's a handoff to Copeland around the near side of the field. And hit our defense. I'm very, very proud of how our defense is playing tonight, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. We switched a few things. You know, we've been playing that 3-4, 3-5 type of defense there. Last week we came out with that. We switched things back to a 5-2 this week. And it really took care of business up front. Just really good job of getting downfield pressure and letting those linebackers make some plays.
Foreman? Here's Peekin again with a big push, but bigger push on behalf of the Cobras, keeping them out of the end zone. So it's going to bring up third.
Nice job there, Peyton Uphold. Also, Cody Cundiff, I believe, in there, a senior. There's a handful of guys playing. Dakota Slaughter's playing nose guard there. Tanner Boss also, Keaton Weber. Those guys in there, making some plays here.
Kind of new kid just came in this week. Good to see the kid getting some action here in the first week as a Cobra. Here's Northup under center. Rolls out to the far side of the field in a passing situation. Being chased. Throws one up for grabs and caught by number 7. Chase Eckley. A little something for the Panthers to cheer about here as we wind down the fourth quarter, 4:25 to go. Nice little pass play. North up to Eckley for the touchdown. Sigourney Kyoto now up 44-12 with 4:25 to go. So, Micah, we're probably going to get to see that SK offense one more time here.
Yeah, it'll be interesting just to see. They're going to stay in the two-point conversion formation here.
Oh, a fumble on the play. And brought down in the backfield by
Jacob Wickenkamp. Nice job.
Good job by Jacob Wickenkamp. His mother generally tunes in and listens to us. And tonight, she ought to be proud because her son had a nice 20-yard touchdown run, did a very, very good job on the plays that he was in on defense as well. 4:25 to go here in the ballgame. Sigourney Kyoto leading. Peekin, 44-12.
Yeah, and nice to see some fresh young guys there on defense. Unfortunate they gave up the pass play there for the touchdown, but nice to see some of those young guys, some of those second team guys get in there and step up and make some plays. You never know when somebody might go down. You might need them. It's also been nice to. And refreshing to see Nate Sear and Peyton Crawford and Luke Greiner or some of them key specialty guys on the offensive side of the ball being able to take a little bit of time off here and just relax, chill out, and
enjoy the lead for sure. I don't know. We got a lady trotting out onto the field. Not sure if she's confused or what's going on. Help me out here, Micah.
I have no idea what's going on.
I've never seen this in my life. I have no idea what's going on here. We'll wait to see what this is all about. 4:25 to go here in the ball game. Big conference out at midfield by this lady that walked onto the field the officials, and the Pekin coaching staff. Apparently, they're going to call the game. That's what I'm hearing from our coaching staff. Not sure why. If their kids are just dehydrated. It's one of those deals where the weather has taken its toll. You know, Pekin, I mean, we're not real deep, but Pekin might be a kid or two thinner than we are from a total personnel standpoint, Micah.
Right, yeah, you know, you never like to see this, but it has been a very, very hot, humid week, uncustomary to week two of the football season. You know, we had a cool, nice weekend for football last week. And I believe I looked at the 7-day forecast next week. I believe a high of 75, lows in the low 50s. So it's just been unfortunate for these kids. They've had numerous guys that have had to come off the field for the Pekin side. You know, we'll just kind of see they're having a conference there and see what's going on there in midfield.
Yeah, not sure what. You know, 44, we're up 32 points. There's that, what is it? There used to be 50 points and it's over. It's 35 continuous clock. We're just outside of that window, right now. I'm not sure who the lady was that walked onto the field and what authority she has. But we'll await. There's a heck of a delay here in the action. I think it's pretty much a given that SK will win this game handily. I would take a remarkable comeback with 4 minutes and 25 seconds by the Panthers to win this ball game. Got to be really, really proud of our kids from Sigourney, Kyoto. The way they came out and played tonight in the conditions, you know.
Yep.
Very hot, very humid, very little breeze.
Mm-hmm.
But as I told my son at the start of the day this morning before I left home, drink lots of water. Drink lots of water. And I'm hoping he listened to me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Generally, the only person he listens to is you.
But yeah. I wonder if by chance they did have the ambulance leave, and if they have to wait until an ambulance comes back. The ambulance left there earlier, and if they don't have any emergency personnel here, if that's what they're waiting on, I'm not quite sure, I guess. That could possibly be it, but it's hard knowing without keeping it.
Right. Well, Micah, how about an update on some scores while we got a little downtime? As you pull up our Thunderbolt app offered to all of our listeners on your Android or iPhone, Thunderbolt app offered by KIIC Radio.
Elvia, 42, Fairfield, 8 there in the fourth quarter. Sheridan, 44, Davis County, 8 there in the fourth quarter. Pleasantville, 36, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 0. That is a final. Wayne, 54, Murray, 14. That is also a final. North Mahaska, 40, Cardinal, 13. There in the third quarter, our score here is 44-6.
44-12 now.
44-12, apologize. Attumwa, 20, Oskaloosa, 0. That is a final. PCM, 48, Central Decatur, 12. Centerville, Knoxville, 28, Centerville, 22, last report there in the third. CMB, 40, Roland Story, 30 in the fourth quarter. Pella, 37, Dallas Center Grimes, 7 there in the fourth quarter. Pella Christian, 42, Lindale Sully, 21. That is a final as well. Montezuma, 57, Van Buren, 8. That is a final. Moravia, 77, English Valley, 12, that is a final. Grandview Christian, 43, Seymour, 0, final. Guthrie Center, 60, Melcher Dallas, 6, that is a final. Meskwaki, 52, Twin Cedars, 48. And Indianola is ahead of Des Moines Lincoln, 33-13 there in the fourth quarter.
I also got the Washington score brought in from my brother-in-law. Washington leads, not sure what quarter, but Washington was leading Marion 28-0 about 20 minutes ago.
It looks like the delay in the game is over now, and see exactly what's going on.
Looks like Pekin's going to bring a few of their younger kids onto the field as well, give some of their older guys a rest. It's they played hard. These Pekin kids have played very, very hard tonight in some weather conditions that are tough. But Pekin's bringing on some young kids here on the kickoff squad. SK has got a few different faces out there as well. Looks like we've got a freshman in Carson Crawford up on the front line on our hands team here in case this is an onside kick, and it's not. It's a squib kick and kick directly to looks like Jack Aiken takes a knee at about the 38-yard line, so the Cobras will trot onto the field.
See if we have new personnel. It does look like Luke Reiner's going to be done for the night. A nice job by that young man, just a sophomore. Tyler Verstrait's going to come in for him. That backup quarterback also, I believe, Will McGill's in there, number 10. Ben Applegate's in there. Trying to catch a few more of these numbers right now.
Absolutely. Great opportunity with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to go here in the game for some of these guys to get some reps on the offensive side. Here's Verstrait under center. McGill in. Little bobble in the backfield there. Not sure if we get a new center in. But Verstrait just struggled just a little bit handling the snap there. Wickenkamp coming off. Not sure what happened there.
Carson Crawford is going to come in for him there, tailback. But again, just a freshman. Peyton's little brother. We expect a lot of big things from that young man here in the upcoming future.
Absolutely. Old double deuce, Carson Crawford. Still got Cole Brenneman under center. This is great for Cole to continue to get these snaps because that's an extremely important part of our offense. Verstrait here with the handoff to Carson Crawford. Carson here to the near side of the field. Loose forward for about a yard, maybe two. It's going to bring up third and long for the Cobras. 2 minutes, 43 seconds to go here in the ball game. Third down, 11 yards for the Cobras. Does look like Pekin has pretty much kept their first team defense in. Here's Verstrait with the keeper and drug down, but not before he picks up about 3 or 4 yards. Nice run there by Tyler Verstrait, but it's going to be well short of the first down. It's going to bring up 4th and 8 for the Cobras. The punting team comes on.
Peyton Crawford's going to come back in real quick to punt this ball away. Haven't had to punt the ball a lot tonight. Have we punted one time? Or not at all?
This is the first punt of the night for the Cobras, if my memory serves me right, but I'm getting old. Minute 46 to go here in the ball game. Peyton Crawford on to perform the punting duties.
Luke Reiner's going to come on late here.
Yeah, Luke must have been on break.
Yeah, one of those things, you know, haven't been playing here for a little while and then get called back out for first team punt and then just maybe not quite ready or didn't have another guy in there for a backup for him, so he comes on a little bit late, 5-yard penalty, delayed game, and we're going to punt it away now.
So Crawford now stands on about his 25-yard line. Nice kick by Peyton Crawford. Somebody streaking down the field. Nice job getting down the field.
Jordan Albert, also Lane Boonder down there. Danny Haynes, a nice job on top.
Nice.
Great punt, Peyton Crawford.
Great punt, pins the Panthers back deep. 50 seconds to go here in the ball game. Sigourney Kyoto leading 44-12. Pekin going to take over down on their own 20-yard line. That was a heart stopper 2 years ago, talking to the SK coaches up here in the booth. Last year, it came right down to the wire. Blaine Gritter snuck one in for the one-point win. I kind of like these 44-12 wins, to be quite honest with you. Here's peeking under center. And they scamper away here. Number 8, Northup, still on his feet and finally drug out of bounds.
That's going to be
the end of the game. Great win for the Cobras of Sigourney Kyoto as they come into Pekin Packwood and take care of the number 3 ranked team in Class A, 44-12.
Great team win. You know, we talk about it doesn't always come down to one or two players, but everybody showed up tonight, and, you know, what a heck of a game. Fun game to watch, exciting game, big plays, heck of a job offensively, changing a few personnel things and getting off to the right start, and defensively having a change of schemes. Hats off to Coach Jarms there, making a few changes there defensively, personnel-wise, and this is a totally different football game from a week ago.
Hello.
Hello. So... Amos is on the phone real quick, I believe, with the radio station. So great to see SK get the W tonight. Not to look too forward, but next week we do take on, I believe, and we don't have a score report from Iowa City, Regina yet. But I would guess that they probably took care of business tonight. So next week we do have another, and we talked about this before, our first 5 weeks of the season, there is no slouch. We go back home to SK, to Sigourney Kyoto, and we will host the number 1 team in Iowa City, Regina. We did have a chance, me and Amos, to watch Iowa City, Regina play Solon there a week ago. And, you know, they're a good football team. Fundamentally, very, very sound. They got some playmakers in Nick Phillips. Also, they do have their quarterback is Marv Cook's son, but it is he is no slouch also. It's going to be another game where we're going to see some size up front. We'll see how our guys handle it. But we're definitely, if we come out and we're have the ability to play like we did tonight, we'll be in that football game. There's no doubt in my mind.
Without a doubt, as you said, the next 2 weeks, certainly not easy. Next 3 weeks, certainly not easy for the Cobras. But for these guys to come out and put a performance like they did tonight on the field, I feel real good about their chances from this point forward. They were focused. They can't lose the ability to come out each and every week and play the way they did tonight.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos.
Well, that's our final. From Pekin Packwood, Sigourney Kyoto defeats the number 3 ranked Pekin Panthers Class A 44-12 tonight. Join us next week. We'll be back home in Sigourney. Kickoff is set next week for 7 p.m. as the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras take on the number 1 ranked Class A Regina Regals. For Micah Harmson, this is Amos Grainer saying good night.